Good morning and welcome in again to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning once again. How are we doing?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
So today we're going to be focusing on therapy.
Yeah, well, you know, it occurred to me, how many times have I been on the radio here with you and I've never talked about what we actually do?
Yeah,
I've talked about topics.
How have we not done this before?
It just slipped my mind. I don't know. But, you know, we've talked about parenting in schools and all bullying and all that kind of stuff. But I thought maybe our listeners would like to know, you know, what it's actually like in the therapy office. Because, you know, there's really no stigma anymore about mental health issues or anything like that. But at the same time, many people have never either needed to, wanted to, or thought about going into it, into an office. Or sometimes they put it off because, you know, sometimes it's you're thinking, it's just today. I'll be over it in a little while.
Right.
I can adjust. But so I thought I'd let people know what it's like. And I do want you to know that many times people in the beginning will say to me, I don't want to be broken. I don't want to have something wrong with me. You know, that is not what therapy is about at all. So initially, somebody at home is thinking, okay, I've been dealing with this a long time. I've used every trick I can use. I don't know anymore. And basically what they're saying is, I'm going to talk to somebody who knows a little bit more about it. Kind of like me and my computer. After I pushed every button, turned it off and on, I call the IT guy,
right.
You know?
Bang on the monitor a few times.
A little harder. I do the same thing harder and harder. And, you know, and that's what we all have our areas of life where that's what we do. And so what a person does is they call and they'll say, you know, this is what's going on. And I'm usually the one who answers the phone. And I would say, okay, like, tell me a little bit about it. How old is the person that you want to help if it's a child? You know, is it for a couple? You know, just tell me a little bit of the background. I always like to give somebody some information. You know, they're usually fairly short calls, but you shouldn't hang up feeling more confused than when you called.
Right.
Because not everybody's going to choose to come in, or maybe their time schedule, whatever, doesn't work. So then after the call, you know, I always say, let's check your insurance. Let's talk about the practical things. And then we do things like set up an appointment. I give directions. And they want, you know, every now and then people end up, they turn left instead of right to my office. And I just say, you call me because I will come out to the parking lot. And I always do so that they can see where we're at. Then my office looks just like a living room, except I do have, I also offer touch therapy. Some clients want it, some don't. But there's a table in there,
right.
But it's a couch, a desk, a couple chairs, lots of books. And then what we do is we just talk. We fill out some paperwork so we know who each other is, how to get in touch with us. And we talk about the rules of therapy. You know, how does that fit and how confidential it is. And then therapists listen. That's our job, is to listen and to ask clarifying questions, offer suggestions, so that there's a bigger picture. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never there, so for me to ask who else is in the room or what else, where did that thought come from? It's not about me knowing. It's about the person being able to say, oh, I forgot about that, you know, or, oh, there we go. And so that's what therapy is really like. Now, what I will tell you, there's some legal things. Like if a person is under 12, the first time they come, first appointment is usually just the parents because, you know, the kid can't tell as much about what's going
right.
on. They're between 12 and 18. In order to have therapy, there has to be buy-in by the teenager. So I always do it where parent and a teen is in the office for the first beginning of it, then the parents get to go. And I get to say to the teenager, hey, are you up for this? Because, you know, it's really important that they are if they're going to be part of it. And no one therapist is a perfect match for everybody. I'm a talker. Some people are quieter. Some people do activities. It's a matter of finding a really good fit.
And if people have never done it before, maybe they only know from TV shows or movies, that type of setting. Do they portray it fairly well, do you feel, the therapy sessions?
Yes, except it doesn't always show the variety of types of therapists, you know, because really it's our personality that you're sitting with, you know, so how that works is kind of how, you know, how it matches yours is good. I always say to people, give it 3 sessions. If it's not a good fit, then let your therapist know. We're not in it for our ego. Mm. We're in it to help people. And if it's not matching, I can tell you a bunch of people who might match you better if I don't.
That's a good point, and you can find out more online, of course, about this and any of the topics that we discuss on this segment. As it is called Your Life Matters, we do it every week at the same time. You can go online for more at safeharboril.com and join us again next week for our next segment. It's Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetker from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.